This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Cracking up. Madison's such a professional. She knows when we say, all right, we're getting ready to go. She gets her headphones on. She's like all in and ready. I love that. And by the way, our guest coming up here in just a few minutes is Madison Kaufman. She's the executive director for the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. In the meantime, there are several people we need to thank for helping us bring you Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. And that's our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch. They stick it where the sun shines. Sam, I think we'd already reached our high for the day. Isn't it supposed to get colder as the day goes on?
Yeah, I looked at the weather this morning. It said it was 39, and then the rest of the day is supposed to be like 36. So we'll get some scattered rain and snow showers, too. But yeah, highs.
What was that word in there?
Scattered rain and snow showers.
We don't say that S word.
Yeah. Showers? Yeah, I don't do that either.
Yeah, that's the one I meant.
Total daytime accumulation about half an inch. So.
All right. Supposed to get colder though, isn't it, after that?
Yeah, it is. It looks like low around 15 tonight.
Yeah. Ooh.
You had to ask.
Well, I just, you know, I'm not only trying to prepare everyone else, but trying to prepare myself mentally as well. So, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives at Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now on 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And, of course, Clinton, Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Kinda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, CMIM Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, who, by the way, will be our guest on the second half of Party Line today, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, and Town and Country Glass. Before we get to Madison, who is waiting patiently over here to my side, Liz wanted me to let everybody know that it's a big deal day. Today, you can get your big deal prep and go in Michigan Town. Man, if you haven't had their pizzas yet, they are phenomenal, by
the way.
Oh, okay. They are really good pizzas. And, they carry all kinds of fun stuff in there, too.
Yeah.
Milk in the bottles. And they have a great little location there. So if you have not been to Prep and Go, some things are grab and go, henceforth the name Prep and Go. But you can go in and get lunch. You can, they have good stuff, but their pizzas are amazing. So Prep and Go, you can get today only. It's a $10 certificate. Not for $5, not for $4, $3 each for a $10 certificate.
Well, that sounds like a deal.
It is a deal. That's literally like a steal. So anyway, if you would like to get Prep and Go in Michigan Town, you can go to welovebigdeals.com. You can also go to Clinton, Carroll, or Boone County Daily News.com and click the Big Deals tab. That's how I usually do it. It's just, I'm already on Clinton, Carroll, and Boone County Daily News. So for me, I click over that way. So anyway, that is a deal today only at Prep and Go in Michigan Town. That lovely voice is Madison Kaufman. She is the executive director of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for coming in today. I'm glad we could get you in here before whatever that stuff Sam was talking about arrives.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me this morning. I'm super excited. I love coming over here and talking with you all and catching up and letting you know what's going on in our beautiful county.
Well, I know you were super busy at the end of the year. So let's kind of recap first what happened in 2025, because it was really your first. Well, it wasn't even a full year because you didn't start until, what, February? Yeah, so, but we'll say first year.
Yes.
How's that? You're coming up on a full year, but you were at the chamber before, but just not as the director. So kind of look back on your year, talk about what you've learned and what you think and so forth.
Yeah, so I've been there for a little over 3 years now. And as you said, I've been executive director almost a year. We had so much going on. We have moved. So we have a new location for our office, which is 110 East Franklin Street in Delphi. So we have a little area there. There's a little white bay window that I tell people to look for. And when our office is open, we have a little white sign outside, as long as it's not windy. When it's windy, we got to bring that
in. Sign's got to go.
It happens a couple of times. We'll just hear it fall over and we're like, okay, we got to go get that in. But so we did that at the beginning of June. And then we hired a part-time employee. Her name is Kaylin Smith. She's our office manager, and she's the behind the scenes. She helps keep me going sane. Like,
I understand.
It's crazy. But she's been an amazing addition to our family at the chamber. And so I'm very blessed to have worked with her. We had lots of different events. We had 25 plus events. We had many ribbon cuttings. So a lot of new businesses coming in and celebrations, which was a lot of fun. We had a couple that were like their 1 year anniversaries if we didn't get to them. So we really try and focus on what's going on in the community as well. And yeah, it's been a great year. I mean, a big festival that we do each year is the Indiana Bacon Festival. And so we had that. And it went
over well.
Can
I just tell a little story on you?
Yeah.
It's so cute. Madison had not been there very long. Now, I mean, in this position. Again,
yes.
She said she's been there 3 years. So she kind of had an idea. It wasn't like they just threw her into it. But it was so funny because shortly after she was there, and we were already talking about the Bacon mm-hmm. Festival, because that's one thing you guys start planning way in advance.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the Bacon Festival, and I walk into her office, and they just move, and I'm like, girl, there are boxes everywhere. Bacon Festival is coming. It's the season. And you made it through.
Oh, yeah. Our office stayed like that until Kaylin came on board.
Well, I totally understand. I don't know how you could have gotten it all done. So you did a phenomenal job.
Thank
but
you.
Anyway, it was just funny because I could just tell everything was in transition. Mm-hmm. Which, you know what? Transition is good.
Yes.
Because Julia did a wonderful job.
She was amazing.
She was amazing. But everybody has their own ideas. And sometimes it's nice to get a fresh set of eyes mm-hmm. as people come in.
Yeah. And I mean, she's still doing great things for the community. She is now the community development director for the city of Delphi. So she kind of oversees Delphi Main Street, which I actually contacted her. I said, hey, I'm going to be on the party line. Anything you like me to share? So she gave me some information that I'll share with you all shortly. But she's doing amazing things there. And I definitely had some big shoes to fill, but she's been there if I have any questions or anything at all. So she's definitely one of a kind.
Well, you guys are definitely known for your bacon over there in the Bacon
yes.
Festival. But you talked
with
about
Indiana Packers.
Yes, you talked about some 25 events. You going to hit that mark again this year?
I'm hoping so. We're in full force right now, getting the calendar finalized, and we're hoping to have that out for everyone to start marking their calendars. That includes our annual events that we have, like this State of the City, County and Town, State of the Schools. We typically try and do an annual golf outing in October. We have a women's luncheon that we do in May. So really just kind of finalizing some of those dates, and then we have our annual banquet each year as well. But even between those, we have some workshops / trainings that we do. We have networking events. We started doing vamping those up again, where we have 2 a quarter, but we do 1 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon. So we try and go to local businesses that people might not know much about. So we've gone to the wineries and the breweries, and some buttermilk biscuit company was one that we went in the morning. So it's been nice to kind of go around the county and showcase some of these businesses.
Yeah, you said wineries and breweries, and I saw Sam over there go, oh, really? He perked up on that.
Got my attention there.
Right. They definitely are, they're both newer in Carroll County, but they have amazing products.
Looking forward to trying some
yes.
of those, by the way.
Yes.
Now, I have been to the Buttermilk Biscuit Company. Holy cow. That is a lovely location.
Yes.
And they have great food. You know, but you have had some others. Paretta's came in. This was the first year, wasn't it, for Paretta's? Are we even a year into Paretta's yet? I don't think we are we? We're probably close. But I've eaten there.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. But now you're telling me that they're even having lunch.
Yes, they started having lunch last Wednesday is when they started it, I believe.
That's really new.
Yes, and they are going to be open, I believe, Monday through Friday for 11 to 2, I think, is their lunch times. So
that'd be nice to have another great location.
Oh, there's already said, so many. And then another new restaurant that opened up, it's been a couple months ago, was the Lakai Caribbean restaurant. Okay. So they are on Main Street across from the courthouse. So they have authentic Haitian food, and I tried it. So many people have said many great things about it. It's definitely very good. I definitely suggest. It's little outside some people's comfort zone, but I definitely say at least try it, and it was delicious.
Sure. I love trying different things. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'm a meat and potatoes kind of gal, obviously. but that's the fun of it, is trying new things. And I was super impressed with Peretta's. I loved it. The food was great. Loved the ambiance in the restaurant
there.
It's
beautiful there.
It is so beautiful. And so you guys are really graced for the size of that town. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got that. You've got the Stonehouse restaurant. You've got the brick and mortar pub. You've got
sandwich
the other
shop.
One, sandwich shop. I saw somebody asking the other day about the sandwich shop.
Mitchell's.
Yes. I mean, you guys are loaded with great.
We really are. We got some good Mexican food. There's a Chinese restaurant there. We have almost everything.
You guys are doing all right. You're doing all right over there. Well, you said you had 7 ribbon cuttings this past year. And again, our guest today is Madison Kaufman, who is the executive director of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. What were some of the other locations or the ribbon cuttings that you had this year?
So Buttermilk Biscuit Company, we did a 1-year anniversary for them. Oh my goodness, they've been a minute since I've done some of the Wheels of Hope, which is a nonprofit organization. They had a they have a building, and we went in. They have a thrift shop kind of there. It's over by Center Stage Academy. So we did one for them. Oh, they all like go in together. We did one for the Lakai.
Oh sure, yes.
Black Flag Tattoo, the tattoo shop down in Delphi. We did that.
I see that you have a tattoo.
Yeah.
I'm not brave enough. I'm not brave enough at all. Sam, are you brave enough?
I've been looking into getting one here. I've seriously been looking into getting one, but haven't found a spot that I want to go to yet. So maybe
I know very few people under the age of 30 that don't have a tattoo. I mean, it's definitely a cultural shift,
right.
And
yeah.
People are looking at getting. And honestly, I know a lot of older ladies that have been getting tattoos.
I've been hearing that a little bit too.
Okay.
Yeah, but they've been great. I've heard really great things about them. I have not gotten a tattoo from them yet, but I mean, they're ones that I'm going to look into whenever I decide to add on.
Is it true that when you get one, they're like, okay, now I want another?
A little bit. I always said I was never going to get one, and now I have a couple. So
I've heard that as
it's
well.
It's one of those things. I know there's many more, but I mean, the year really kind of flew by at the same time, but it all kind of jumbles together. But it's been a great year, and we're very blessed with the community support and our members. I mean, that's who we're here to serve, are our members, and so we greatly appreciate them. And we want everyone to know we are a resource in the community, and we want to help in any way that we can.
It's funny you mentioned community support. We just had the Community Foundation on the other day, and Carroll County made their goal.
Getting close. It was very close. I think they said they found out on New Year's Eve
that
we hit our match, but all three counties that they serve made it, which is super exciting. Yeah, it adds $100,000 grant that's unrestricted that can be used for so many community purposes that the foundation just like wants to support, and which is amazing.
That so is. So
it really,
we're so proud because
it was
we were
rally.
Tracking you guys. We were tracking, you know, Clinton County, go Clinton County. We hit it first.
They were the first ones.
And then
ones.
We were so hoping that our sister county would as well. And Howard County hit it next. Mm-hmm. And then we kept calling, and I was checking with Emily. So where are we at? And then finally she said, we made it. And I'm like, Yes,
the community rallied together, and that's the thing. It's all these small donations that people want to see good happen in our community, and that's what's been amazing. They did a giving day for us, and that was a lot of fun. They had a couple of locations, and I had went a couple of hours to the one at the four-way stop in Flora, and a couple of people came up, and they were asking them, how did you hear about it? A lot of people said, I saw it in the paper, and I want to give back to my community, which is amazing. So they might have not had a tie. I believe one lady that came, we later found out that she, like, we realized she was my new neighbor, and she had just moved from not Carroll County, and she said, I read it in the paper, and I thought I wanted to give back.
Absolutely.
So it was just amazing to watch that all grow, but it really couldn't have been possible without everyone, and every cent counted.
It really did, because it was a third. When I was there, we did a live broadcast that day as well, and it was so funny how people would come up to the stop sign, roll their window down, and just put out a five or put out a 10. Or one lady parked her car, came over, asked some questions, and then dug down in her purse and dug out a 20. I mean, I think people think, oh, I just can't give enough. I don't have that much.
Right.
It doesn't take. I mean, everybody pitching in, even a 20, a 10, a five, makes a difference.
Yeah.
So
I believe Dr. Norman had lots of change, and they brought in, he had a dolly, they were saying. So it was great just seeing that. I had donated some spare change that I had been collecting around the house. And so it was really fun doing that.
That is pretty cool. All right, we're looking to 2026.
Yes.
So what's on your plate for 2026? What are you working on already?
Well, we have lots of events coming up, but we haven't quite named all of them. We're looking at dates, and so we will be putting that out in the community once we have finalized the chamber events that we have going on. But I do have a couple community events that have been shared with me. So as I had mentioned, I had called Julie up and said, hey, what do you want me to talk about? And she did say that Delphi Main Street is going to be hosting their fourth annual Taste of Mardi Gras. So they've been doing that for a couple years now. That's going to be Saturday, February 21st. It's going to be featuring restaurants and bars with Mardi Gras themed foods and drinks, and details will be posted on Facebook within the next month. So I believe the first year that they started doing this, they did a parade, but I think it's gotten a little too cold to have a parade now. But it's really cool just kind of see that come to life. A little bit.
So do you go from restaurant to restaurant, or are they all bringing something to a central location? Do you know how that works?
So I believe each restaurant will kind of have a deal. So okay. Like you can go around each thing. Yeah, I know the Stonehouse usually participates in something. I believe they've had like mini king cakes that they've done in the past. I believe the sandwich shop has done like shrimp po' boys.
Sam and I like, yep, we're in.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I believe a couple of places have done that. So Delphi Main Street will be working closely with the restaurants coming leading up to this. And I believe they create a menu and let everyone know the different locations that are going to be having. I believe the Doghouse typically has done things in the past. And it's very fun to see this. I had family that lived in New Orleans, and so I used to go there quite a bit to see some of the food come here that like I got to experience there is so fun. So if anyone has been to New Orleans and been there around Mardi Gras, like it's gives a glimpse back to that time when you have visited. So
that's awesome. You mentioned the Doghouse in there. Boy, that is a busy hopping place, isn't it?
Yes.
I go by there.
They are always having bands.
They have bands. They do that draw. Are you
the jackpot?
Yes. Yeah, I've been there a few times for the jackpot.
Yeah, and I know they usually bring in local businesses that to cater that event as well.
Sure.
For those Wednesday, I believe they're on
Wednesday nights. Yes.
Yeah.
That we go to the lake, and so it's
yeah.
Right on our way, let me just say. Although we've made a special trip over there because some of the jackpots really get big.
Yeah.
And so
I don't know. I don't believe I've been there on a day like
some
that.
Of them
I think
get big.
I need to experience it.
And in the summer months, you can go out. And it's nice because their outdoor area is also shaded. So even though you're kind of outside, you're not sitting in the sweltering sun. And it's a great location, too.
Yeah. I'd give anything for some sweltering sun right now.
Fair enough.
Especially with what's coming up.
Right. I know. I always say in the winter, I won't complain about the heat in the summer. Now, there's occasionally where I like Carl, who says I'm not going to say anything negative this year. I might in the summer be like, whoo, it's hot, but yeah. I'm not going to complain about it today anyway. So, okay, so
that's
we have that coming up.
Delphi
Main Street,
Main
Taste
Street.
Of Mardi Gras. I
yes,
like that.
The annual Taste of Mardi Gras. Also, I want to hit on what they do each year as well. They do it in Delphi. It's every third Saturday. It's monthly specials at participating downtown businesses. So a lot of times if you're driving the week that's going to be the third Saturday, a lot of the businesses that are participating have little sandwich boards outside that say do it in Delphi. And so, you know, those are ones that will have some deals going on that day. So that's been happening for a couple years now. And so that's
a monthly
thing.
And that starts when?
I believe it's all year round.
Oh, it is?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I believe it's every. Yeah, because I think they still have some deals and everything.
So. Okay.
That's the main one, but then kind of what you're thinking about, I think, is the markets that they have. Yes, that usually is still the third Saturday, so they try and do it all at the same time, but it's typically May through October.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
So they do close that down a little bit once it starts getting a little cool, but they still have the Do in Delphi third Saturdays still happen. It's just inside each business where they still, each business still does that the third Saturdays, but then on top of that, the markets happen in May and October.
That's
typically.
Good to know. I think kind of we thought that it was just seasonal. So I'm glad that you clarified that for
yes,
us.
Yes, it is. It's May through October.
Okay.
And that and they've grown. It's been amazing to watch. Delphi Main Street as a whole has grown so much, and it's been amazing to watch all the involvement that is happening, the business owners and coming together and really creating a amazing downtown Delphi. So.
Yeah, you have a great little downtown as well. I mean, I do. I think that both of us, you know, I think that's one thing I like about Delphi. It mirrors Clinton County and Frankfort in the fact that we've really been trying to upgrade as well. And when I come down there, same thing for you folks. You guys are really trying to do some of the thing, and you know, some of the facades and all. I mean, it really looks nice down there. You guys are doing a great job as well. And I, Russ and I commented not long ago that I think Frankfort looks as good as it's looked in a long time. And I do think that that helps bring people in. You know, you come in and when they see that you've put some effort into your city or your town or whatever it is, they're more likely to stay and shop and go to your restaurants and check things out and hit your shops. And so I do think that's something that we needed to focus on, and both communities have really worked at that.
Yeah, I think it's been great. And a fun little story about sometimes we have people stop by as the chamber is kind of the location for like a visitor bureau a little bit. Last week, I believe, I had some people stop by and they had an accent and they were asking for like county maps and some information. I was talking with them. I was like, well, if you don't mind me asking, where are you from? They were from Australia. And had came to Indiana to visit the Speedway Museum. I believe they were staying in Lafayette, or they had stopped in Lafayette. And then they saw some signs for Delphi and they stopped by. And so they went to some local restaurants and businesses and stopped by. And they're like, we're going to stay here overnight. And what are some places you recommend? And so it was just really cool, like having that. And this is the second time I've had someone do that. A couple years ago, we had people from Paris that were staying in Delphi for like 2 weeks or something like that. So it's super cool experience that. People are finding us and they want to see these small towns, and that's gotten very big. I know Travel Indiana recently did their winter edition, and I believe it's like town sizing. And so they focused on small towns.
I love that, town sizing.
Yeah, so that's the new term that's going around. So they really focused on the small towns.
I gotta love that you younger people come up with really cool terms, because that's one of them. I'm just saying, you guys did good on that one.
We try. Yeah, and another event that I kind of wanted to hit on is the Flora Community Club is going to be doing their annual Carroll County Garden and Craft Fair. So we do have a date for that. That is Saturday, April 25th. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's going to be at the Flora Park, and they have three buildings that will be used. It's the Atlee Euler Event Center, the Merchants Building, and then also the Event and Education. And so it's free admission, lots of vendors, more information will be coming out as well. But just kind of want to put that in your ear.
Well, that's a good bug, because that is a great event. That you talk about it something grows. Else that has grown dramatically.
Yes.
That is one of them. Again, Madison Kaufman, Executive Director of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce, is our guest on Party Line today.
Yeah. And then one other thing I would really like to talk about community really a lot today is both Flora and Delphi have blessing boxes that people have taken initiatives on. Flora has one behind the community thrift shop, and then Delphi has one, I believe, behind Buttermilk Biscuit Company, or on the side. I can't remember exactly where it's located, but it's over there. And so the community members can donate and stock items that if anyone needs, no questions asked, they're able to do that. And I believe also the Blue Moose and Delphi Pizza King are still doing their slice of kindness. So they have some tickets that if people are in need of things like food, that those are available.
On these blessing boxes, are these perishable goods or non-perishable goods?
Non-perishable.
Okay,
goods.
Non-perishable. Like, can they be clothing items and shoes or things like that?
It's more...
or is it
cleaning
food?
Supply. Okay. I think there's some that are cleaning supply. I know for sure the floral one is also cleaning supplies, and but it's food and... I don't think clothing.
Okay,
though.
So nothing.
But we
like
do
that.
Have the community thrift shop. Right. We have Jacob's Closet in Delphi, and so there's a couple of, and then I believe Flora also has the bargain shop. So there's a couple of places that have some thrift shop for clothing.
Sure, and we're also going to have Fire Pizza on Friday, I believe. We're going to talk to Bo from Fire Pizza on Friday.
Bo's great. They've really made a name for themselves, and it's been fun to watch.
They have, and that's a great location that they have in Flora as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they've really got that kind of nailed down, and it's a great place to stop in.
It really is. I always crave their garlic knots. That's my go-to.
They are pretty tasty, I admit. So, do we have a date for the Bacon Festival yet?
The Bacon Festival is going to be Saturday, August 22nd.
August 22nd. I should have known. Yes, she already had a date.
Yeah,
about
we always.
That.
So it's always the fourth Saturday in August.
What about this Biz Excel? Do you know anything about that? Can
yeah,
you tell
I do.
Me about that?
Yeah. So the Biz Excel program is a program that the chamber puts on. We partner with Amy Beachy with Project Matters. She helps manage the program. So we have classes that businesses can go through that helps build a business plan if they don't have a business already. But if they have an existing business and want to expand on it more, we talk about... I believe we have a lawyer come in and talk about some legal stuff. We have someone talk about financials, social media. We try and hit on all those things to help businesses grow. But also on top of that, we have a loan committee. And so we do give small business loans for 3% interest that comes through us. And we have gotten 3 federal grants to be able to put on this loan program, and each year, and it's revolving loan. So as we get the money back, then we find new businesses to give that to.
I love
it's
that.
It's open to any small business in Carroll County, as long as you go through the steps and the loan committee agrees.
You know, because I think there are a lot of people that have a great idea for a small business. Mm-hmm. They maybe just don't know how to execute it, or they're just afraid to take that step. What if it doesn't work? What if I do? But there are avenues where people like that can get assistance, and you're telling us about one right now, or at least a little guidance from people who not only have done it, but they've helped other people do it and be successful.
So we have that, and then also having the connection with the Indiana Small Business Corporation. I think I butchered the name, but we have some connections. And so we definitely, not just because it's us, the chamber, but we do suggest if you want to start a new business, come meet with myself or Kaylin, and we'd be happy to point you in the right directions.
You are a wealth of information, girl.
I try. Thank you.
You. And I know. And here's the thing. She said, it's really not our busy season. Well, we have now filled half an hour. So,
yeah, give me some time. I can fill it up.
Oh, no, we're so happy. And you guys are just moving and shaking over there. I love it. I love driving through in the summer. You guys, most Saturdays I go through there or Fridays, there's something happening. In downtown Delphi. So you guys definitely are involved with your community, which is awesome. So
yeah, the Delphi Opera House has been busy. And so, yeah, definitely check out. We have a newsletter that anyone can subscribe to. So we did post not too long about it on our Facebook page. So feel free to reach out. We can get you connected in any way.
So that's my next thing. How can folks get a hold of you? And I was going to mention, I actually had Facebook page written on here.
Yeah.
Because I do appreciate that you have a very up-to-date Facebook page, so we can find information there. But tell folks, some people still are not on social media, but how can folks get a hold of you?
So our phone number is 765-564-6757. You can visit our location at 110 East Franklin Street in Delphi. And then we also have our Facebook page, which is Carroll County Chamber. That is what it is. And our website is www.carrollcountychamber.com. So So, yeah, feel free to reach out to us, and we're happy to help in any way. But thank you so much for having me on.
We are so glad to. Thank you so much for coming today. Again, Madison Kaufman, Executive Director of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. If you didn't have a pen on you and you need any of that information, as always, you're welcome to check with us after the show. We will be back. We have another guest that's waiting in the wings. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.